In this bulletin, no new locally acquired COVID-19 cases in Perth. However, authorities warn the number of close contacts will continue to rise. Meanwhile, Victorian health authorities continue reaching out to returned travellers from Western Australia, as well as close contacts of Qantas flight passengers and crew. And in sport, Australian teams are scrambling to reshuffle fixtures after a COVID-19 lockdown ruined plans again. You're listening to SBS News. My name is Sophia Petrovic. Western Australia has recorded no new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. Today's day one of a three-day lockdown currently underway in the Perth and Peel regions. Premier Mark McGowan has thanked residents for adhering to measures, saying 27 close contacts and 60 casual contacts have so far returned negative COVID-19 tests. He says all visitors to confirmed exposure sites need to get tested and isolate.
We need to keep it up at least until midnight Monday for now, while we keep monitoring the situation. If you have been to one of the exposure locations, or even if you're feeling unwell, please go and get tested.
Health authorities are warning the number of close contacts will increase as authorities continue investigations. And Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan has blasted the federal government over hotel quarantine assistance. He says calls for help have been ignored and that he's at the end of his tether, claiming the federal government is handing responsibility to the states but offering no assistance. He says CBD hotels are not fit quarantine facilities and that there are a number of Commonwealth facilities that would be more suitable. And Western Australian Health Minister Roger Cook says Western Australia has administered 90,000 COVID-19 vaccine doses and will continue to vaccinate people during the lockdown.
We encourage you to get the vaccination as soon as possible and as soon as you become eligible. COVID-19 vaccinations will continue during the three-day period lockdown.
Queensland has recorded one new case of COVID-19, a seaman who acquired it overseas. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says Queensland's latest case is a man who became ill while on a vessel from Japan, with the boat now off Mackay's coast. Ms Young is urging anyone in the 1B cohort to get vaccinated, people aged 70 and above and those with severe underlying health conditions. Two historic cases were also identified overnight but are not considered a risk to the community. Travellers arriving on flights from Western Australia will be required to comply with lockdown measures. Anyone on board incoming flights who has been in Perth or Peel regions on or since 17th of April is required to hotel quarantine for up to 14 days. And Victorian health officials have identified over 5,000 Victorians who have returned from affected regions in Western Australia since April 17. All identified contacts have been asked to get tested and isolate until they return a negative result. The four household contacts of the infected man who landed in Melbourne on the 21st of April have tested negative to COVID-19. Victoria's COVID-19 commander Jerome Weinmar says health officials have spoken to all 265 people who were either passengers or crew connected to Qantas flight QF778.
I'm also pleased to note that 49 of those individuals have already returned a negative test result. It is very important that anybody who is associated with QF778 on Wednesday completes their 14-day isolation period and goes and gets tested.
Victoria has reported no new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. The United Kingdom and Australia have reached a consensus on a vast majority of issues on finalising a comprehensive free trade agreement. On Friday, talks between UK International Trade Secretary Liz Truss and Australian Trade Minister Dan Tehan ended in London without a deal, but the two said they aim to seal a deal by June. Mr. Tehan says the next few weeks will be spent ironing out outstanding issues standing in the way of an agreement. If concluded, the UK-Australia Free Trade Agreement will be one of the first post-Brexit trade deals negotiated by the UK that is not a replica of a trading arrangement earlier negotiated on the UK's behalf by the European Union. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the COVID-19 situation in India is a result of inequality in the distribution of resources. India has reported over 330,000 new cases of coronavirus and over 2,000 related deaths. A national emergency has been declared as hospitals run out of beds and oxygen supplies. Mr. Ghebreyesus says countries and companies that control resources that could save lives need to share.
The situation in India is a devastating reminder of what this virus can do and why we must marshal every tool against it. This is a scenario that's playing out around the world. and will continue to play out unless we ensure equitable access to the tools needed to save lives.
And British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell has pleaded not guilty to federal sex trafficking charges. The United States case accuses her of helping late financier Jeffrey Epstein recruit and sexually abuse girls. The hearing was the first time Ms. Maxwell appeared in person since her arrest last July. The 59-year-old entered her plea through her attorney before U.S. District Judge Ellison Nathan in Manhattan. Maxwell previously pleaded not guilty to charges. She helped Epstein recruit and groom three other girls for him to sexually abuse from 1994 to 1997 and committed perjury. Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in a Manhattan jail in August 2019, just 1 month after being arrested on sex trafficking charges. And moving to sport now, a number of teams have once again had to reshuffle scheduled fixtures affected by Western Australia's coronavirus lockdown measures. Collingwood has been forced into isolation just a day out from their 26th Anzac Day clash with Essendon at the MCG. In the A-League, Brisbane Roar's match against Perth Glory at Moreton Daily Stadium has been postponed, and so too the NBL's Anzac Day clash between the Brisbane Bullets and the South East Melbourne Phoenix. And taking a look at today's weather in Perth, it's cloudy 29, cloudy in Adelaide 20 degrees, showers in Melbourne tops of 18, 17 in Hobart, cloudy in Canberra today 18 degrees, 21 in Wollongong, 23 in Sydney sunny, sunny in Brisbane 25, 29 in Cairns and 35 degrees in Darwin. You're listening to SBS News, I'm Sophia Petrovic.